This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 2nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 7. It says there, throughout the coming ages, we will be the visible display of the infinite, limitless riches of His grace and kindness, which was showered upon us in Jesus Christ. End of quote. Do you know what God wants to do for you and me? Listen carefully. God removes the ugly sins of your life and erects in its place permanent monuments of His wonderful, amazing, and glorious grace when we repent about it and come to Jesus for forgiveness and salvation. What a trade-off when you think about it. You give your sins to the Lord Jesus in heartfelt repentance. In return, you get the trophies of His extraordinary grace. I am a recipient of this marvelous grace. He still erects monuments of grace and victory in my life because I cling to Jesus on an ongoing basis. The same is right about you if you are a believer in Christ Jesus. Our today's Bible insight says, throughout the coming ages, we will be the visible display of the infinite, limitless riches of His grace and kindness, which was showered upon us in Jesus Christ. End of quote. You see, Bible is full of heroes of faith in God. They became heroes not because they were outwardly pious and religious. The Bible heroes of faith were honest in admitting that they were sinners. And despite their failures, they put their faith, hope, and trust in God's promises. God made them the trophies of His grace for all people to see. Aren't you glad the Bible never hides truths about their lives? If Bible hid the facts about them, we would not have understood the wonder-working power of God's grace and would not have viewed them as heroes of faith. You see, they were not self-made men. They were men turned around by God's effectual call and irresistible grace. Moses, the most outstanding leader of the nation Israel, was once a murderer. His anger issue kept him from stepping into the promised land. Abraham was a man who took a shortcut to obtain God's promise by getting a child from his servant Hagar. Bible records even the lies he had to say when he went down to Egypt, where he should not have gone anyway. Noah was a great faith warrior whom God used to rescue the whole world from destruction of flood. However, when the flood receded, we see him naked and drunk. Jacob, once a schemer and a deceiver, God made a nation out of his 12 children. How about Elijah, who was depressed and wanted to end his life? 1 Kings chapter 19. How triumphantly God changed him to a fearless fighter and overcomer. Take a look at the list of the Hall of Fame in Hebrews chapter 11. Think about Apostle Paul and Peter. All these heroes of faith were men like you and me. They shared the same weakness like you and I have. Beloved, the God of the Bible, the only one and true living God, He still do this in people's lives. He does this more often nowadays than ever before because of His Son, Jesus Christ. When you come to Him and admit your failures instead of hiding and rationalizing, and believe in the death of Jesus Christ, His Son, for your sins, there starts the infinite, limitless flow of God's grace and kindness toward you. You see, our today's Bible verse all says why God does this. It says so that throughout the coming ages, that means throughout the eternity, all through the future, you will be a visible display of the trophies of God's grace. God showers His grace upon you because you accepted His Son, Jesus, who paid it all for you. Bible says in Ephesians 1:6, you will be the glorious praise of His grace forever and ever. God turned the failures of Abraham, Jacob, David, Paul, Peter, and others into triumphs of victory. God turned my failures into monuments of His grace, not because I deserved it, but because I came to His Son in repentance and leaned on what Jesus did for me on that cross, where He carried my sins on His divine and sinless body. I looked at that cross where I saw the ugliness of my sins on the body of Jesus Christ. I understood Jesus paid it all in my place. You see, no more sacrifice available or even required. it was a done deal once and for all. My dearly beloved, Jesus is the Lamb, is the sacrificial Lamb, and He is the only way to receive God's infinite and limitless riches of grace and compassion. The moment you come to that realization and call upon the name of Jesus for help, God turns all your failures into trophies of His wonderful grace. Are you broken now? Have your relationship broken? Are you bankrupt? Are you depressed? Would you come to Jesus, the Savior of the whole world, who would turn your failures, even self-caused failures, into trophies of His triumph and grace? No sins are too big for Him to cleanse and wash away. Bible says in Him, grace and forgiveness are abundant. It is abundant in Jesus Christ. You got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank You for the infinite, limitless riches of Your grace and kindness, which You showered upon me because of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for all of my sins. Jesus, please come into my life today and bless me with Your grace and loving kindness. Lord, I repent of my sins and ask Your forgiveness. Thank You for saving me. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.